And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on XFM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight,
the
right
boy's
here.
Back. The boy's back.
Yep. Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking at a very hot topic in South African politics that has to do with Emma Powell and her resignation on the 28th of July, 2025. Pastor Gav?
Yes, so basically Emma Powell, she's a Member of Parliament for the Democratic Alliance. That's one of the parties that's part of the GNU, the Government of National Unity, which is actually a coalition, so like a grand coalition. And so, you know, she's been critical of President Ramaphosa in South Africa over international relations issues. So some governments would have a cabinet area called Foreign Affairs. So in South Africa, the Foreign Affairs is called International Relations. In the US, I think a lot of the Foreign Affairs matters are handled by the Secretary of State. And anyway, she came out with criticisms about the ANC in terms of, their policies, you know, relating to nations that South Africa is in relationship with, people like Hamas, people like Iran, being anti-Israel. Even now, President Cyril Ramaphosa is saying at he's been saying in this past week at a conference for liberation movements across Southern Africa that that Israel should be tried basically for war crimes in Gaza and all of this sort of stuff. When in the meantime, this very week, on our very continent, where supposedly we've got troops, that South African taxpayers paying for in the DRC, another church had about 40 people killed by Islamic insurgents. So while we're talking about genocide in the Gaza Strip, and we're not talking about what's happening on our own continent, even our next door neighbors, Mozambique, many Christians, many villages have been wiped out. In Nigeria, many Christians are being wiped out, and so I can go on and on. In fact, the story of Islamic's persecution of Christians and to the point of killing them and spilling blood is well known across the continent. So she was criticizing all of this, and on public platforms. And then something that she raised was that obviously we had Ebrahim Rasool, who was the ambassador to the United States. And when things came out that he said about Trump, they told the South African government he's not welcome here. So then Sibisi Jonas, he came in and he was announced as the replacement, although he too had criticized Donald Trump. And then what happened was that the US government refused to allow him a diplomatic visa. So Emma Powell, one of her questions in the whole theater of accusations that she's made was that Jonas, what is he doing? He's not doing anything because he doesn't have a diplomatic license to get into the state. The ANC went nuclear on her. The ANC, including Cyril Ramaphosa, said she's got to prove her accusations. And she rightly said, I'm not a fan of the DA. She rightly said, no, the onus is on the president to explain to taxpayers what has Jonas been doing with the money that is being spent, on his so-called work in the USA. And anyway, then she suddenly resigned, citing, many things that the ANC has said publicly, and that there's been personal threats, she's being surveilled, and all of this sort of stuff. And we're going to discuss this. And the question is, did her party, the Democratic Alliance, back her in all of this? And that's what we're going to discuss today.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome show, as always. Hot topics right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
So we are going to be speaking about Emma Powell, as mentioned earlier, and I'm going to be reading from some news articles that speak about the situation, and then you're going to get our thoughts on the whole situation. So I'm going to be reading from IOL, and Emma Powell's resignation linked to ANC's tensions and U.S. diplomatic relations, say experts. Political analyst and international relations expert Professor Bekim Gomezulu said he is not surprised by the resignation of DA MP Emma Powell, who has been accused of spreading disinformation to the U.S. as the spokesperson for international relations. And quoting directly from him, he says that this should not come as a surprise. Just the other day, the DA made a statement expressing concern that the South African government has not reached an agreement with the Trump administration on trade issues. He said the move speaks to the continuation of the DA's pre-election posture, aligning more with the United States than the South African government, despite being part of the GNU. What are your thoughts on that before we go into some of the deeper matters?
In terms of the ANC's response?
Peggy Gomezulu's take on the reason why Emma Powell resigned. Well, not being shocked by the fact that Emma Powell resigned.
I don't really agree. I am shocked. the thing is, and also I don't trust her. Her resignation message. First of all, she's been saying everything in person on camera.
Mm.
And now all of a sudden with her resignation, it's a typed up thing on X.
Mm.
And to tell me that she wouldn't have been threatened before, I find hard to believe. And look, the only thing that would be plausible is if someone has threatened her with her life.
Yeah.
But that should be exposed. If that is the case, that should be exposed.
Yeah.
And maybe she can't expose it, but her party can.
Yeah.
Because they can't kill the whole DA.
Yeah.
The country won't stand for that.
Yeah.
I don't like the DA, so, but I wouldn't stand for that. I wouldn't accept that. I don't know. I've got big question marks, and it doesn't make sense to me that she's fearlessly taking people on, and then all of a sudden she just resigns.
Yeah.
Because she's scared of the ANC.
All right, so let's dive into what actually happened. All right,
I don't know what Black Knight thinks.
Do
DA people normally resign because they're scared?
Not being surveilled
and even attacked or whatever
no,
might happen.
No, definitely not. I think obviously the biggest thing here is that I think I also lean on the fact that probably her life has been threatened or something like that. But also, DA also they come across as ethical people. So probably when she's busy researching, maybe some of the people in the DA also pop up, and then she was probably threatened within the DA itself, because they've also been having a lot of people leaving their party, even though it's believed that they are just building little DAs on the side. So I'm not sure. Also, I can't really trust her move, especially with the DA. You never know. So that's my take on that.
So is the DA less trustworthy or less trustworthy than the ANC?
Oh, no, definitely not. That's not what I'm saying. Cause I'm trashing
one. Sounds like
cause I'm trashing one doesn't mean I'm favoring the other. No, I'm just not trashing the other, you know. So that's how it is. we on about the DA now.
So on the 28th of July, Emma Powell officially resigned from her role as the international relations spokesperson. And it was a public resignation. As Pastor Gavin mentioned, it was put up on X. And she cites facing threats, intimidation, and illegal surveillance, being targeted due to her outspoken stance against authoritarian regimes, a need to step back to allow others to carry the baton forward, gratitude to the DA by acknowledgement of a fragile government of national unity. So let's look at some of the official narratives versus the commentary, and then you guys can just comment on that. So her resignation letter was framed with professionalism and diplomatic language. Obviously, she's a politician, but political...
No, which begs the question, that Emma Powell, is she really the one that wrote that message, or was she instructed to write that message, and was the message dictated to her?
Okay, that is a deep question.
That's my comment.
That is a very... A deep question.
I second that question too. Yeah,
I believe you might. We can do analysis. Has she ever put out public, letters and stuff? Has she ever stated anything else in public through letter and stuff?
Yeah, look, she obviously. I'm not 100% sure, but on this matter, you know, it was interviews on television stations, on news programs, and things like that. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing just gets turned upside down. And now she sends out this note.
Because if we really wanted to, you could do a deep analysis.
You know, Joe Biden stepped down from running.
Yeah.
I don't think he stepped down.
No.
I think someone took his Twitter and his ex account and put him down.
Yeah, I have a lot of speculation.
We'll put you
that.
Down physically, as in like a dog. You know, at the vet, when you put a dog down at the vet. So I think they said to him, we'll put you down if you don't step down.
That's hectic.
So he stepped down.
That's hectic. But what I was saying before I continue,
So that's just my opinion.
Based on the way that, you know, all of these things, you can actually tell whether or not she was the one who wrote the resignation letter. So if anyone wants to go and do that and actually see and let us know your thoughts. You know, in the comments below. So, what I was saying, so the political commentator Ronaldo Gauss, I think we spoke about him in our last episode. He basically believes that there's much more beneath the surface of her resignation. He argues that this wasn't a voluntary resignation, but a forced exit. She and Andrew Whitfield,
just to mention. The only people that could remove her were the DA.
Yeah.
Because she's the DA spokesperson, Cyril Ramaphosa's got no power to remove her legally. Whereas, obviously, with the deputy minister, because it's a cabinet minister, he's got the power to remove them from their position.
Yeah. And, yeah, so she and Andrew Whitfield, who was removed, as Pastor just mentioned, as deputy minister after their DA-sanctioned trip to the U.S., and were being punished to appease the ANC. When we look at this trip, the trip was aimed to mend the US and the South Africa relations. Obviously, if you've been up to date with the news, you know that there are quite a bit of tensions there because of the whole farm murders and stuff. So that trip was aimed to mend those relations independently of the ANC, which reportedly angered the ruling party. But then that begs the question of if part of the government is sending delegates to try and mend what one part of the government can't do, why is it angering ANC?
Yeah, I can understand how it's angry. But the reality is normally you'd have rules that an opposition party cannot go and speak on behalf of the government.
Mm.
Because, but that's in the case where the government is the majority party.
Mm.
In this instance, the ANC actually needs the DA in order to be in power.
Mm.
So the ANC at the moment, as its president, that is actually serving at the pleasure of the DA.
Mm.
That's the reality.
Because
if the DA withdraws support, sure, they might get support from the EFF or MK. That's possible. But then that would have to happen. That would have to be tested. Because if the DA withdrew, there'd be a motion of no confidence in President Ramaphosa.
Mm.
And if the EFF and MK, Mkhonto Sizwe Party, if they support that move with the DA, then it's very likely that Cyril Ramaphosa would be ousted from power. And it's very likely that there could soon be an election, you know, that would need to take place. So the thing is, the DA is not an opposition. They're in government. And so, yes, you've got a Minister of International Relations, which is the old Foreign Affairs. That much is true. However, the DA has the full right, just as the ANC has the full right, to go to another country and you know, speak from you know, from their perspective, from within the government. The other thing is, recently Jacob Zuma and some of the guys from the Mkhonto Sizwe Party went to Morocco, and in Morocco they were discussing with members of the Moroccan government the situation of Western Sahara. Now MK is not in government. They're the biggest opposition party in parliament. How come nothing's being said about that? In fact, I only know about it because of a video came up in my YouTube feed. I don't even know that, and I might have seen something on X. I don't even know that these guys, you know, went to Morocco. Whereas DA members, especially members of parliament, going to Washington or going to the US when the US is threatening to put tariffs on the country, is perfectly legitimate. Now, the ANC won't like it because the DA is going to show them up. But that's too bad. All right? You don't have the power. You need the DA. So the DA is just as much right to speak as you do. I mean, the DA got, what, 22% of the vote. The ANC got 39%. So, whoop-whoop, you know?
Yeah. So some of the questions that are raised here, and then I'm going to get both of your opinions, is, was Powell truly forced out to appease coalition partners? Are DA members being silenced when they become politically inconvenient? And what precedent does this set for political independence under the GNU?
Well, let's just go through it now. So first of all, Ronaldo Gous himself. He was, you know, now he's been a podcaster for a long time, and he stopped casting, you know, in the year before the 2024 election because he was on the DA's list. And I'm telling you now, the DA would have got votes through him because he's got a very big presence. You know, if you go look at Ronaldo Gous's channel on YouTube, he's got a very, very big presence. You know, I don't know if you can just check how many subscribers he's got.
Okay.
But it's a lot. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they utilized that profile in order to get them votes. And then they used comments from previous podcasts, like in 2008, which were taken wholly out of context. We've spoken about this before, and they used that to fire him. All right. There's also a guy, Ramon Cabernet, who's not part of the DA, but whom the DA leader, John Steenhuisen, asked Ramon Cabernet to be his chief of staff. So Ramon said yes. And then again, he's a podcaster, so they called him right-winger. And the pressure came, you know, probably from the ANC and from the donors. In fact, I'm not even sure if it was from the ANC. They might have been from the donors. And he got fired. And then we've got, what's that deputy minister's name again? The deputy minister Whitfield. That the president fired?
Andrew Whitfield.
Andrew Whitfield, that's it. So he gets fired for going on the trip. But now the president can't fire Powell because she's not in cabinet. And she's the DA spokesperson for international relations. But now, after having a bit of a tug of war and a to and fro, you know, with the ANC and with President Ramaphosa, the next thing, after showing quite a bit of tenacity and fearlessness, then all of a sudden she steps down. Now, we can take it just one step further. Liam Jacobs. Liam Jacobs is what is classified in South Africa as a coloured member of parliament. He's sitting in parliament, what, about 2 months ago, having a full go at the leader of the Patriotic Alliance, Gaita McKenzie, who's now at the moment a Minister of Sport. And within a week, he abruptly resigns from the Democratic Alliance and he joins the Patriotic Alliance. I think someone told him in the DA, you need to shut up now. You must stop pushing these things so hard in Parliament. I think in addition to that, the same has happened with Emma Pell. Because why did Liam Jacobs just abruptly resign and move to the Patriotic Alliance?
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, and he was seriously taking Gaita McKenzie out. And it's like within a week, he's on X post with Gaita McKenzie having moved from the DA to the Patriotic Alliance. So, you know, for me, the DA has the same policies as the ANC. And in the run-up to elections, they pretend like they're against those policies. And what I think, they actually support those policies, but they've got to look like they're fighting the ANC. And now people who really stand up and abide by the public declarations of the Democratic Alliance, and then the leadership says, now you stepped out of bounds now because that's what we want, what you're fighting against. You know, so for me, the whole thing, it smells rotten.
Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Like we said the last time that, you know, you want to jump to, I don't know, DA, ANC, EFF. This is all one game. So what you're seeing here is not just how the DA runs the things. This is politics. This is what you're seeing right now. That if anyone steps up to do or want or has the interest to do the right thing, this is what's going to happen to you. You're just going to get booted out. Because we also mentioned with the ANC and the DA when they had this whole fight about the VAT increase. We had where they had the business people jumping in, giving them a letter, which both DA and the ANC received. So this is what you're seeing. This is not just a DA thing. This is not because DA, you know, they kick you out whenever or they just forceful. They all like that. This is politics. This is what you're seeing. And I think the game is rigged. The politics game is rigged in South Africa. Not just in South Africa. Globally, the politics game is rigged. So yeah, that's what you're seeing. It's not just the DA. This is politics. That's what's happening.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the things that she said or criticized. One of them was the fact in terms of CB Jonas and his visa and credential rejection. Powell asserted that the U.S. government formally denied Jonas a diplomatic visa in May 2025 and refused to recognize his credentials as South Africa's special envoy to the U.S., effectively rendering him unwelcome in the United States. However, the presidency had misled the public. She claimed that the presidency, including President Ramaphosa, was aware of the U.S. rejection, yet continued to publicly maintain that Jonas remained in good standing and had done good work abroad, all while failing to secure an alternative envoy. Stating from Hirsch in an interview that was published on the 24th of July, it's an empirical fact that the ANC had done nothing of value or meaning in order to shore up and rebuild trust with the United States. She was emphasizing that Jonas's appointment hadn't translated into effective diplomatic progress, leaving South Africa without a functioning interlocutor. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
As U.S. tariffs loom. And she basically demanded for transparency and oversight. She announced that the DA would submit a promotion of access to information, a request to examine Jonas's actual engagements and performance, and called for Parliament to summon the presidency to explain the lack of meaningful progress for the envoy's appointment. That is a very big situation to deal with. And stuff. So well, what she was saying wasn't wrong. No, so what are your thoughts on that?
No. Listen, the issue she raised demands an answer because South Africa is faced with a prospect from today, the 1st of August, of tariffs. The Mercedes-Benz are talking about closing their manufacturing plant, their car manufacturing plant in the Eastern Cape.
Sure.
Others as well. The tariffs are going to have a huge negative impact on South African farmers who are currently being exported to the United States of fresh produce, is a mammoth threat to the economy of South Africa, and it's something for which the South African government is responsible, and it's why we've put them in power, is to sort things like this out. And so they have a burden on them to show South Africans what they're doing with our tax money.
Yeah.
In this regard. And so there should be an answer being demanded. Now, she said that the DA is going for the freedom, you know, of information request. If that process stops,
then we know.
Then the DA is no different to the ANC.
Yeah, that's true.
Except that the ANC shoots other people and protects its own. The DA shoots its own and other people.
That's hectic. Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
In terms of the tariffs, I can't really blame it on like the country itself, because we just had Trump going on a tangent of just hitting everyone with tariffs, which is probably going like it's going bad right now for him because of that.
He's won major trade concessions with the European Union, and this week the Prime Minister of Britain was falling over himself to make Trump happy.
Yes, no, I saw that. But the people still don't have the same. What's the term?
No, the stock market's at an all-time high.
No.
Yes.
No.
The U.S. stock market it fell at first, but it's gone up, and Trump's just it's a major coup. Mm-hmm. It's a major coup. He's just signed a huge deal with the EU, and they're giving him everything he wants. I mean, he goes there, he says, you guys must pay your fair share. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to pay 0.5% of their GDP.
Just because they said yes, it doesn't mean they're going to pay. No, I think we all know that.
As much as
he's said it himself, that they've been promising, they've agreed on the table, yes, we are going to do this. And then China went for years and years, they didn't pay their share. Because they signed a yes, doesn't mean that they're going to pay.
No, they are paying. That's the thing. They're paying their... No, they are. No, that's confirmed. But the big thing with tariffs is Trump says, right, if you lower your tariffs, then we won't implement this 30% or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if they don't lower their tariffs as they've agreed with him, then the tariffs that he put are going to stick. Mm-hmm. So they've agreed to lower their tariffs. And then when they lower their tariffs, then Trump will rescind the tariffs that he was placing on Europe, which I think, I don't know if it was 10%.
When will that kick in?
Now. Immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, with immediate effect. Now he won. He won. They capitulated.
Okay. Cool. So I cannot really blame our people for that. That's all I'm saying is that Trump was
our government.
Yes, for Trump
taking
for Trump,
Israel to the International Court of Justice. We can't blame our government.
But
for
it has nothing to do with the tariffs.
No, it has everything to do. They listed those issues.
Well, Trump was was hitting everyone with the tariffs.
They listed our relationship with Iran. They listed the fact that we took Israel to the International Court of Justice. They listed the fact that every issue that America finds important is in the national interest, South Africa stands against. All right, I can even add, further to that, South Africa's acting against the interests of many of its own citizens.
When was that listed? When the meeting?
No, up front. These issues were listed. And obviously the farm murders. That's another big issue. And this week, the State Department had people here. And they've gone back and reported that what Trump said is correct.
But we're just saying what the news bulletins in America were listing.
State Department announced it.
But in the meeting, Trump didn't say anything about that.
No, the State Department announced it, that the farm murders are a massive problem.
Oh, yes. No, farm murders, yes. Definitely.
No, but that was part of the package. There was a package of issues. The farm murders plus Iran, plus International Court of Justice, plus. I mean, every issue, our government stands against Trump. We fight that guy tooth and nail, and they're our biggest trading partner. Well, second biggest, one of the two. But I think EU is the biggest.
Oh, yeah. So my take is still that I don't blame the guy. And
who?
The guy who was fired by our president.
Okay.
Yes, I don't blame him for that because.
Do you blame the president?
No. Yeah, the president of America. That's the one that.
Oh,
I'm still on that. That's who I'm blaming.
So are you
for
saying
this.
Death to Israel? Because we're siding with Iran,
but a nation that
chants death to America.
But it wasn't when Trump started hitting us with the tariffs. It was about the whole syndicate about the farm murders, and then
he started
taking
murders.
Away the HIV. What you call
it? Wasn't HIV. USAID. The HIV thing was a fraction of the. USAID brought comprehensive sexuality education into South Africa. No one talks about that. Who's happy that our kids are being taught, listen, you might look like a boy on your body, but you're not a boy, okay? If you want to be a girl, it's fine, be a girl. Are you happy with that?
No, definitely.
USAID. So let's actually be sincere about what the hell were these people were doing here.
Yeah.
They came with a set of files like this, said, yeah, implement this curriculum across all your schools.
But it was based on climate change stuff.
Implement this as well. Joe Biden still says, Cyril, I'm watching you, bro. I want to see you implement this climate change stuff. Do you know that?
No, I don't. I haven't seen that, so I don't know that.
So don't dump on Trump, Namjaki.
No. So yeah, that is my take on that.
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17, it says, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow.
I think in this case, Black Knight's going to say, I'm taking the side of the oppressed Trump. Okay. But when you look at all of this stuff, I mean, every South African goes to a shop. They buy sweets. Okay, in America, it's candy, apparently. But anyway, yeah, it's sweets. They buy sweets. They buy a cold drink. They buy bread. Buy a car. Whatever. They have to pay value-added tax. And many of the people that are paying all of this tax are poor. When a poor South African catches a minibus taxi and they pay the fee to a taxi driver, that fee is affected by a whole lot of tax that is leveled on our fuel. And these guys are talking about things like what Emma Powell raised, as if they don't need to answer for that. But they don't operate in a kingdom. They don't have the right to spend taxpayer money without answering to the taxpayer for it. South Africa is supposed to operate under the thing the people shall govern, which means we elect representatives in parliament who represent us. A member of parliament is a representative of the people. And they're supposed to enact legislation that the people desire. And I'm going to maintain, Black Knight, all right, that many of the policies that Trump utters, and I'm not, forget about the South African arguments now, just take the rest of it. Most South Africans would want those policies to be implemented in South Africa. Most South Africans do not want the government interfering in their lives and in their businesses. Do you agree or disagree? And because the government interferes so much, we're not looking after the widows. We're not looking after the orphans. Justice is not being served. You do not find justice in our courts. The only time you find justice in our courts is if a man walks in there and his name is Justice.
Oh, wow.
All right. Otherwise, it's just injustice. So even today, you know, there's been hearings this week at the Constitutional Court. So if one of the people in that courtroom's name was Justice, then we could say our Constitutional Court had justice. There is no justice. And, you know, what I am saying to, if any of the leads happen to watch the show, because I know this show is well listened to, you know, around the place. So if any of the leads in South Africa, the leads in the business world, you know, the corporate world, the political world, the judicial world, the police, you know, all of the high-ranking, high-society parts of South African society, you guys need to understand, you're going to stand before God. Because the injustices that are taking place and the way poor people are being abused is absolutely and utterly horrendous. Even the political parties and the companies that claim they're standing for the poor are not. And I'm going to caution you and to challenge you that you need to take stock of this. And you need to also realize that you need to answer to the people who put you there, because it's the people from whom you get your authority. If you are exercising your power in a way that the people do not want you to exercise it, it means it's an abuse of authority. And so the biggest corruption is not where people are stealing money.
Mm.
They limit corruption to where people are just stealing money. The biggest corruption is when the parliament passes corrupt laws.
Mm.
And our law books are full of corrupt laws that have been passed by our parliament, especially in the last 10 years. And so corruption won't go until you change our king, and our king is the law, because we're supposed to operate under the rule of law.
Mm.
And so what I want all of you to understand, if you're not in the elite, which is going to be the vast majority of people, is turn to the Lord.
Mm.
Turn to the Lord, because, you know, He is the ultimate judge. He is the ultimate father. He is the ultimate savior.
Mm.
He is the ultimate Lord. Mm. And I want to really encourage you to turn to Him. He'll never let you down. Black Knight will let you down. But your God never will.
That was hectic. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
This has been an amazing show, as always, right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree that it's very suspicious that Emma Powell just resigned out of nowhere? Or were you expecting
I'm not suspicious. Eh? I think she was forced. It's a gut feel. I don't have any evidence. So don't sue me. I don't have evidence. But I listen to how she's pushing. It's like Liam Jacobs.
Mm.
He's pushing. Next thing he joins the very guy he's pushing against. I'm sorry. I don't. Two people in about 2 months?
Mm.
Nah. The party. DA, the party. We're watching you, eh?
Where do you stand? Let us know in the comments below. And maybe you did the analysis that I spoke about in the beginning, where you looked at the way that she speaks and then you look at the resignation on X, and what do you come up with? Was it her? Wasn't it her? Let us know your thoughts. I'm your girl, Cynthia. But
put
you know,
the two in AI and check. See what AI says. I'm joking. I don't this AI thing.
Personally.
Even Alex Jones earlier this week was saying, look at what AI says.
I'm yet to be I mean, ChatGPT... is it Grok?
It's a nice tool, but please don't ask for its opinion.
All of these AI tools and stuff like that are really good for where they need to be used. But there are certain things where I just believe you don't need to use it.
Don't ask them for advice.
Definitely don't ask them for advice. And we mustn't become dependent on them. You know?
Well, I heard a neuro guy, a scientist.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's a neuro something or other. I was a neurologist, neuro or something, and he said apparently if you overuse AI, your brain shrinks.
Makes sense.
You can put that because
you're not thinking. You're not. I don't know the phrases and the words.
It's like if you don't go to gym.
Yeah,
thinking is gym for the.
You're not
brain.
Exercising your brain. You're not using what your brain needs to be used to think and all of these things. You're just typing, and I mean there was that one show.
Well, now you can even
long
talk.
Long time ago, yeah.
AI, please tell me.
Personally, I've never really been a fan of AI. Obviously, like I say, there's certain places where you can use it and stuff, but we don't want a dumber society.
Apparently, also a calculator used to decrease the level of problem solving.
No, it does.
Yeah.
True.
No, that's true.
My mom was telling me that when she was in school, they had to... You know the sin costs, what?
Yes,
they did that without
books.
Calculating.
No, we had logbooks. No, I had I never had a calculator to do trigonometry.
That's crazy. Oh. My mom's a human calculator. I'll literally be like, the exchange rate.
How are you going to get the course?
The exchange rate is this. Yeah. Please, can you tell me what the crazy. Thing is? I literally go to my mom if I want the exchange rate.
Yeah, actual, crazy.
It's weird. But anyway, we're not talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
We are actually talking about it. We're not supposed to be talking about it, but we are.
My name is Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on Active FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else.
Engage with us, like, post, comment,
share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Active FM.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio
has never been better.
Better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.